April 22nd, online, because that's where we do things now. Facebook.com/98online. It is the Justin Scott and Spiegel Art Show. Smocks on, easels up, berets slightly tilted to the side. Get your cheese cubes prepared and your fanciest bag of wine. You could head over to 98online.com/art show. Announced it yesterday. Here's what we're doing. Here's what we want you to do. Is we want you to submit some JSS-themed art. We used to do a fan art Friday. Used to get a lot of fun stuff. Sculptures, drawings, 8-bit art. Always wanted to see a sculpture, by the way. If anybody out there knows their way around a little bit of modeling clay, wouldn't be mad at it. And it's not just going to be us judging those fine pieces of yours. Joe, did you hear who we got to help with this?
No, who?
Oh, I'll tell you who. Rebecca Hofberger, the founder and director of the American Visionary Arts Museum and the curator of their fine exhibits. I can't believe we got her. I honestly can't believe we have like a legitimate art critic, curator, respected artist helping us with this malarkey.
Now, who's submitting?
Anybody that wants to. Anybody that wants to. Like, Joe, do you have any type of medium? If you were told right now, go do art,
mm-hmm.
What do you do? What do you reach for?
I guess I would reach for a pencil.
Okay. I don't know how to tell you this. That's Josh's preferred form. So I'm going to need you to pick another medium.
A charcoal drawing, then.
Misha's got that kind of locked up. Yeah, it could be anything, really, you want. I'm really into that pixel art. Big gamer here, so I love when people do, like, pixelated Nintendo, Sega Genesis versions of stuff. And
are you good at it?
Nope. Don't know what the hell I'm doing. I just admire it from afar. Much in the same way I admire the work of one Lamar Jackson. Meanwhile, I can't throw a football more than 10 feet. And don't even try and have me run out of the pocket. So
could you Photoshop something and that be your art?
Done. Yes. Uh-huh. Drew, there you go. Great question, by the way. Yes.
Thanks.
Photoshop's a really well done Photoshop. I'm not talking copy and paste and putting all of our heads on the body of like a Chippendale or something like that. If you're going to do a Photoshop, and I hope some people do, looking at you, Drew, I really want you to go off queen. Go off queen. Josh, did you see what our friend Kirby is working on? And I feel like this is right up your alley.
I didn't see what Kirby is working on.
Kirby is making masks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what kind?
Some sort of clay, plaster of Paris painted mask. I can't tell what the hell the stuff's made out of, but all I know is they look good as hell. One of them looks like Eddie from Iron Maiden. The other one appears to be some sort of elderly man who took hallucinogenics, so his third eye is opened on his forehead. So, Kirby, I look forward to your JSS masks.
Justin, is that on our website?
I'm going to retweet that right now. He just sent in a tweet, and I think this is what he is working with. Now, we've also said that we are going to be submitting pieces ourselves. We're going to be working on a little something. Scott got really excited yesterday. He thought of something. I have a feeling he is probably going to trace his on a piece of paper.
And win.
Yeah, and then win the whole thing. Yeah. I just get this feeling that he's just going to flop it onto some parchment, and then one Sharpie later, who will be drained of most of its ink by the time it makes it to its destination, the other side of it. That's about a 2-day journey. That pen will be dry. So, I'm thinking about just going kind of traditional and going with a painting of some sort. I've never tried to paint.
Watercolors?
Maybe. Maybe some oils. Do you know who tried to paint? That I know very closely. You've met once or twice, Joe.
Who's that?
My dad. My dad one time fancied himself a painter when he found himself a deal on the Bob Ross Joy of Painting Do-It-Yourself at Home kit. And he started painting a desert island scene. You know, the little bar of sand raising out of the water, a couple of palm trees bent in different directions, maybe a little treasure chest peeking up from the sand. He started the project in 1999. Do you know how long it took him to finish it?
It's not finished.
He's still working on it to this day. Do you know where it's at right now?
Oh, where is it?
In the exact spot he started. It has not moved.
It's on an easel?
On an easel. right there in our living room.
My father has painted, and there's actually some of his art is both in the Ocean City place that you've been to and also my home. And he has a famous painting of Rodin's The Thinker. Are you familiar with that?
I do know
sculpture?
Rodin's The Thinker, yeah.
He painted it. And it's called The Stinker, and it's the Rodin, it's the thinker, but he's on a toilet. It's called The Stinker.
I tell you, he should copyright that. Yeah. He should definitely copyright that, because I feel like someone's done that. It's been done a lot. Well, don't tell him. I love it. I think that's great. Yes. Joe Dan's The Stinker. Very, very nice. Actually, let me jump over to our producer of the program. Let's see if Misha is there back on microphone. Misha, you're turned up. If you'd like to jump on there and join us at some point, I'll be very curious if she would like to maybe submit a piece herself. Josh, you've famously done a lot of drawings in person for us throughout the years.
Yes.
A lot of people were requesting basically your Sistine Chapel of stick figures.
Yes. Yes.
Done.
Yes.
He's going to do it.
I apologize. I wasn't prepared to answer your question, but I am now that I've given it some thought.
People want to see something like a Josh Spiegel version of The Last Supper. That big long table.
Okay.
And I know you're a Jewish fella, but like the long table, something like that. Maybe like an iconic series of album covers, but a Josh Spiegel stick figure interpretation.
Okay, well, here's my question. Number one, does it have to be show-related, or can it just be anything?
It's got to have it's got something about it you have to look at and say, yes, that has something to do with JSS. Now, you don't need to write a J and an S and an S, or that's got to be Josh,
hey.
It's got to be Scott.
Hey, I got to figure out how to draw aggravation.
Hey, there you go. That's art. If you was just a picture of a man ripping his own face off and he's putting his other hand in a blender while a boss was emerging from his chest with a long sheet of things you weren't allowed to do anymore. And the title of the piece was Aggravation. That counts.
And what was my second question? Okay, so it has to be JSS related.
Don't take pictures of alcohol.
Does it is just one picture or more than one?
Like a comic strip?
Oh,
no. Like one piece of paper, and then a second that has a totally different drawing.
I think it'd be great.
I don't want to pressure myself. Don't put pressure on me. I'm just asking.
You've got
okay?
enough to do, you. I think as much or as little as you'd like to do. But I think we'd love to see a piece. So maybe if you had multiple pieces. And I love the idea of a Josh mood. One entitled The Meltdown. One entitled The Email Thread. One entitled Echo. One entitled Too Many Questions. Like just moods of Josh. That would be great.
That's a good idea.
Where you show us a picture and we have to guess what the mood is, and then you reveal what the mood is. Misha, producer of the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show, you and I are going to be wearing matching black turtlenecks that evening.
Yes.
Yes, we are. I've already purchased mine. I need your size. I'm going to get you one as well.
Okay.
What is going to be your medium?
You know, I had an idea, but you kind of gave me a new idea, and I want to now know if Josh is down for it.
All right.
Oh.
So that was a great idea of Josh's different moods. You know, I do photography. What if that was my medium? But it's like just profiles of Josh and his different moods and his different ones together.
You're playing with fire there, Misha.
You do the pleasant moods of Josh, giving the philanthropist Josh, the good news Josh, the entertaining, the uplifting. Josh can handle all the dark parts of the psyche.
Can you do performance art?
I could, yeah.
Oh, some sort of interpretive dance?
Sure.
Done.
Sure.
Deal. I love it. Okay, it's going to be the Justin Scott and Spiegel Art Show, JSS Art Show, 98online.com/art show. Again, thank you to Rebecca Hofberger, founder and director of the American Visionary Arts Museum, who said we can display the winning piece in the museum as long as one of us stands there and holds it in place. And then when we leave, we have to take it with us. And thank you to Angelica. Thank you to Nick, our fantastic promotion staff, for helping put this event together. April 22nd, 98online.com/artshow. Facebook.com/98online is where it will be.